Welcome to Nerd News with Gregory Simonson.
Join Earth's mightiest heroes. Not today, sir.
Are you making your voice deeper?
No.
You are. Just did it again.
You're entertaining the Godman.
This is my voice.
So cool.
So I figured, seeing as though Marvel is bombarding the internet with nigh-on unavoidable and unending Infinity War trailers, presumably in the spirit of thematic resonance, none of which really reveal anything, it might be worth leaning into the madness. But first, onto the galaxy far, far away. Although no press tour is yet in operation for the new Star Wars movie after a tumultuous development process filled with nasty rumors about everybody involved and their favorite flavors of sandwich, Eldon Ehrenreich and Donald Glover were conscripted for an interview carried out by Lucasfilm themselves because they're apparently saving the press tour for Solo until after the Avengers Infinity War's victory lap. Still, Donald Glover managed to use the opportunity to wisely canonize something super spoilery about Lando.
Probably by the time we see him in Empire Strikes Back, he's pulled back on capes.
Although, deep down, it's something we've always known. Legion, one of many X-Men TV shows doing the rounds, but the only one about what it's like to be in a narrative written on LSD by somebody who was actually at Woodstock while putting pen to paper, has returned for its second season, and it is basically as wacky as it's ever been, from dance battles in the astral plane to a friends with benefits relationship to linear time. The series seems to be going slightly mad in quite possibly the best way, although Jermaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords, one of the best things to come out of New Zealand since the Kiwi, is killing it as Aubrey Plaza's sidekick mind god villain, and that's worth a look just for its own sake.
Thanos, you could destroy life on Earth. We're gonna need some help.
So Marvel has reached that point in its marketing campaign in which each character gets their own time to shine, with some behind-the-scenes peaks that revealed, well, exactly what we already knew. One thing seems pretty consistent in their marketing campaign. Don't forget Black Panther's in the movie. This comes after he was recently promoted from Cool Avengers front to the coolest Avenger following a record-breaking stint at the box office that will likely go down in history, and not just because historians are all massive nerds that love comics. What we do know for sure is the film will probably focus on Iron Man, if a tad loosely, which is speculation I'm basing solely on the fact that he's in the middle of the poster. He's also being name-dropped a bunch by the rest of the cast, so there is that.
When you said we were going to open Wakanda to the rest of the world, this is not what I imagined.
What did you imagine?
The Olympics? Maybe even a Starbucks.
That's been your Nerd News with Gregory Simonson. Tune in next time when I promise to talk about something aside from comic books and Star Wars. I mean, the show's not called Nerd News for nothing, but I probably ought to inject some variety, just for the sake of keeping it chemically stable. It's a well-known fact that too much of a good thing can cause whole galaxies to implode into black holes, provided you pack said good things into a ball of sufficient density.